Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 780, up 5.5 on the open March, 792, up 3.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 758, up 8.5 on the open March, 781, up 10.5. May, 766, up 11. July, 672, up 6.75 on the open. December corn opened at 382, up 2.5 on the open March, $4.5, up 4. May, 4.10 1/4, up 4. July, 4.19 1/2, up 4.75. September, 4.22, up 3.25. December, 4.27, up 2.75. March of 2009, 4.32, up 1.75. And the May 2009 contract, 4.34, up 1 on the open. January beans open at 10.85, up 7.25 on the open March. $11, up 6.25. May, 11.06, up 7.75. July, 11.08, up 5.75. August, 10.91, up 8. November of next year, 10.22, up 5. And January of 2009, 10.22, up 1 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 293.50, up 1.20 on the open. January, 295, up 40. December soybean oil opened at 45.10, up 28 on the open. January, 45.55, up 22. And then on the livestock, December live cattle opening at 95.45, up 15 on the open. February, 97.95, up 5. April, 98.05, up 25. And June, 93.75, up 2.5 on the open. January feeders open at 108.95, down 22.5 on the open. Take it out to April at 110.47.5, down 52.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 52.15, down 37.5 on the open. February at 60, down 40. April 65.30, down 25. And May 72.70, down 62.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 90.40, down 27.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had a red-hot market overnight with the beans reaching new contract highs. And off the opening bell, we couldn't quite get there this morning. What's going on?
Well, a lot of optimism. We did see confirmation that China did buy some U.S. beans. That's been well-advertised and well-spoken for. They bought 221,000 tons. Probably a little bit more business yet to come here. Talk maybe China will maybe readjust their import tax. Still concerned about food inflation in Asia, and they're fairly aggressive here. I mean, we got beans at 19-year highs, and they're aggressive buyers, so they need to get some coverage in place. Probably the most interesting thing, of course, this is a Thanksgiving week. It's been well advertised that the market could turn higher into this week, so we'll see if that follows through. But probably the most traditional thing during this week is out of the last 29 years, 22 of those years, the bean market January futures have closed up the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And for the 20 of those 29 years, the market followed through and closed higher the Friday after Thanksgiving. So we'll see if that tradition holds true.
Well, if it does, then do you anticipate that beans take out in the January contract that drought high from 88 of 1099 and a half?
Well, we're fairly close there. I don't know why we wouldn't. Might as well see what's up there. There's some ideas that we could do that and continue to march higher. Probably what's more interesting is bean traders are starting to analyze the 2008-2009 supply-demand balance sheet. As they carry current demand into next year and current acreage into next year, they see value to push beans higher to buy the acres. There are some ideas that the December corn futures hang around this 425 area, that November 08 beans are dramatically undervalued, that we need to rally 08 beans a dollar up to this 1120 to really compete, seriously compete, for bean acres. So there's quite a bit of optimism out there that could push the bean market higher here for a while.
December options expire on a Wednesday, not on Fridays, as typically is the case. What will happen on Wednesday?
Well, probably hang around this, probably go down to 375, in between the 370, 380 strike values on the December up front here, be our best guess. We'll see if there's any last-minute option plays as we move into Wednesday, but I imagine we get late to Wednesday, we'll lose a lot of interest. The market does close early, 12 noon on Wednesday, and again, of course, on Friday. So there will be a few traders around, and oftentimes, too, when you have light volumes, you can maybe expect a good move either way.
Do you think countries that have been pegging their currency in petrodollars may stop at some point in the future pegging the currency to the dollar?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of a kick in the side here. The almighty dollar was king here, and now it's starting to get hammered pretty good here. There is quite a bit of talk or interest going to the euro as the denomination to follow here. But as we remain a huge buyer, and what I mean by the trade deficit, as negative as it is, we spend a lot of money. If you're selling something, if I'm buying a lot from you, I think that would capture your attention. So whether that dollar shifts to some other currency, we'll see.
Another way of looking at the question is looking at it from a technical standpoint and asking you, have we put a bottom in the U.S. dollar chart?
Well, when you look at the technical side of the equation, it tells you to be long the U.S. dollar. Technically, we are seeing the reversal start to take place here. The key will be if we can take out last week's high around that 76.18, 76.20 area. If you start to take that out, you'll start to take out the shorter-term moving averages, which will encourage commodity fund buying to enter the marketplace, which will push the dollar higher and the foreign currencies lower.
Most analysts are of a mindset that we are headed to either $7 wheat or sub-$7 wheat. It's just a matter of the timing piece of the equation that is being debated. What's your current thinking?
Well, wheat, in general, from the big picture, is going to take a back seat here for a while. We've already brought demand forward. We've already sold over 85% of the export projections. We've met that demand. That demand's booked. The key is whether that demand stays on the books, see if there's some cancellations or not. But the big event will be this spring when we see wheat green up. So that puts 08 July wheat futures short in the driver's seat. And that $7 benchmark is going to be a major one to watch. In order to go above $7 on the futures, we'll probably have to see some weather concerns. And that could be happening in Argentina. We saw some cooler, much cooler weather than expected there. Plus, too, Argentina is on the dry side. Well, there's portions of Brazil a little too wet, and they're having problems getting beans in some areas. So weather will be the key factor to determine whether or not July wheat futures goes above $7, but that probably won't happen until after the first year.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.